Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. In the next 28 or so minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but have been trailed by bloodhounds on occasion and have a passion for the music popular back when Uncle Milty first let Elvis bay his biggest hit on television. So a couple of white Jewish teenagers are commissioned to write a hit for the biggest, baddest, saltiest black chick you'd ever seen. Sounds like the beginning of a joke, but the punchline for the resultant hit was that it was immediately appropriated of its rhythm and blues, stripped of its feminine features, and given a masculine hillbilly makeover. But just as the tune had seemingly run its course, it reemerges 3 years after first leaving the kennel as a Vegas parody into the hips of a budding rock god and on to become one of the most oft-covered, oft-litigated, oft-decried, oft-celebrated, yet definitive songs of rock and rhythm. On this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, release the hounds as we wag our tails for Hound Dog and its sonic progeny with Big Mama Thornton, Rufus Thomas, Betsy Gay, Billy Starr, Freddie Bell and the Bellboys, Tiny Kennedy, Frank Motley and his crew, Junior Wells, and Elvis.
Release the hounds.
Hound Dog was written for shouter Big Mama Thornton by Lieber, Stroller, and Otis? Mike Stoller's name was misspelled on early pressings, which persisted for subsequent cover versions, while Johnny Otis's name magically appeared, leading to an infamous lawsuit in which Otis, whom commissioned the 1953 tune, as well as produced and drummed for the recording, did not sustain his dubiously applied writer's credit. But Big Mama always contended guitarist Pete Lewis authored the vibe.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high.
Here.
The success of Hound Dog was so immediate that within days of its release, Memphis DJ Rufus Thomas cut an answer record titled Bearcat, the gender opposite of Hound Dog in the blues vernacular. The melody was the same, the lyrics changed, and by stating the answer to Hound Dog on the label, producer Sam Phillips thought he was in the clear to take writer's credit. The subsequent lawsuit almost bankrupt Sam, but Bearcat would prove nearly as big a hit and put a Rising Sun Records on the map.
You know what you said about me, don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you just an old bearcat. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. Ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. Oh, I'll rub ya.
As Big Mama's Hound tracked the scent of a number one hit, the covers were quick to trail. Johnny Otis's protege Little Esther did her best to imitate Thornton's growl. And this 1953 country curiosity from Little Rascals alum turned yodeling champ Betsy Gay harkened a genre shift with the help of shredders Merle Travis and Joe Mafis along for the hunt.
But I ain't gonna feed you no more. Oh, you told me you was hiking.
Hound Dog was peculiar in that it swiftly lost its female slant and was appropriated by a bevy of hillbilly artists. One of the very first covers was by James William Stollard, aka Billy Starr, an artist with a modest recording catalog on Columbia, but for whom very little is known, aside for his Kentucky roots and some radio work, particularly in Indiana. For what was effectively his final recording, Starr's 1953 cover for the Imperial imprint maintained the rough and tumble of the original.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, I can see through that. You told me you was high class, I can see through that. And mama, I know you ain't no real coon cat. Oh, you shoe-nailed dog, get away from my door, mama. Lord, Lord, them hound dogs after me. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You're just an old hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You made me blue, you made me weep and moan. You made me so blue, you made me weep and moan. Cause you ain't looking for mama, all you want is a hound dog.
By 1954, Hound Dog was left panting at the jukebox as all the covers, answers, and ripoffs had seemingly run their course. But Frank Two Horn Motley felt a Jump Blues Hound Dog is just what the vet ordered. Known for his prodigious expertise at playing two trumpets simultaneously and fronting the original Motley crew, Frank cut perhaps the most fervid variation for the Big Town label with Curly Bridges on vocals. New Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You ain't never.
Jesse Little Tiny Kennedy was, of course, a very large man, and likely added the little to distinguish himself from another Tiny, aka Bradshaw, whose band Kennedy fronted. Before obscurity beckoned, Little had a few solo singles, his last in 1955, where, just like John Brim's Rattlesnake and Smiley Lewis's Playgirl, there weren't no hound dog in the title, but it was sure there in the grooves. Country Boy.
Ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. I'll be a country boy the rest of my day. Ain't nothing but an old farm hand. Ain't nothing but an old farm hand. Ain't nothing but an old farm hand. Be a farm hand the rest of my day. Baby, I plowed a mule across the field more than you've rode in an automobile. I ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. I ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't a country boy the rest of my day. Work hard every year. I save my bread. Ain't gonna let you women's go to my head. I ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. I ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't a country boy the rest of my day. Baby, I plowed a mule across the field more than you've rode in an automobile. I ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. Ain't nothing but a country boy. I'll be a country boy the rest of my day. Ain't nothing but a country boy. Woo-hee. Get over that mule.
Freddie Bell, with his fittingly titled outfit, the Bell Boys, will forever be tied to Elvis's legacy, as their 1955 parody of Hound Dog inspired Elvis to perform the song himself. Bell's sound was in the big band rock mold of Bill Haley and Boyd Bennett, but his hound was spayed for teen consumption by turning a euphemism for a gigolo into an actual hunting dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a hound dog. You ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you were high class. That was just a line. Yes, they said you were high class. That was just a line. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. Nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. They said you were high class.
just a lie. They said you were high class, that was just a lie. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog,
a hound dog,
crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog,
a hound dog,
crying all the time. You never caught a rabbit, so you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Of course, Elvis was familiar with Big Mama's hound, Rufus's cat, and several of the hillbilly hounds. But it was what Freddie Bell did in Vegas that Elvis, Scotty, Bill, and DJ liked and wanted to duplicate on stage as a lark like Bell. And so they did the summer of 1956. Thanks to Uncle Milty and a no-talent-ass clown Steve Allen, Elvis hadn't even recorded his hound and it was a sensation with teens. But Perry Como prophetically captured the establishment's take to the Saturday Evening Post. When I hear Hound Dog, I have to vomit a little. But in 1970 or 1975, it'll probably be an ancient classic.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
This is Matt Masters. Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Ferdinando Bello. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters.com, that's two T's in jet, to learn more about the review. In the wake of Elvis's success with Hound Dog, there was a resurgence of covers, answers, and ripoffs on its way to becoming a rock and rhythm standard. But one unlikely cover came from the 1965 debut LP, Hoodoo Man Blues, by blues harpist Junior Wells. Given creative carte blanche from the Delmark label for his masterwork, Wells wisely chose Buddy Guy to help unleash his high wattage hound.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Keep snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound, babe. Keep on snooping around my door. You can wag your tail. You ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. And baby, I know, hey, woman, you ain't nowhere. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Keep on wobbling around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound, baby. Keep on wobbling around my door. You the meanest treater.
You don't mean me no good. Hey. You can wag your tail, I ain't gonna feed you no more.